Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, don't do any Tebow stuff. Our boss is in the room eating some Hog Wild barbecue.
No problem.
He loves Tim Tebow. He flipped you off? Flipped me off?
I'm sure.
I hope he did.
Speaking under his breath about us.
I tried to defend him too, Jim, but it just ain't working.
No, it ain't.
This is a rough room.
It is a rough room.
Yeah. Rough room. Rough room.
Rough room. All right. Chris Porter and it's going to get rougher, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Chris Porter.
Hold
Bert,
on, kids.
And Bert Kreischer will be in here a little later.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Got a game of who's older to start with. Iron Mike Tyson. Former baddest man in the world.
Is he still Iron Mike Tyson?
I don't know.
Do you? I mean, he is.
I'd call him Mr. Iron Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
To
I'd call
face.
Him anything he wants. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, it's a tough one, Michael Phelps.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez. Of course, Tyson's
what?
Older.
What the hell happened there?
Tyson's older. I'm sorry. When you said Phelps, I was thinking of a boxer of some sort. And it's Michael Phelps, a swimmer. It's Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Tyson, 51 today.
Okay. How old's Phelps?
Mr. Phelps, 32.
Yeah, it's a big
today.
Difference. And that's amazing he's only 32.
It is.
I didn't even jump in because that one was too obvious.
Yeah. Right. I was just throwing you a softball.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Sometimes I do that.
Doesn't change the standings, though.
Tyler was just momentarily stunned.
Me too.
I got my belly full of hog wild.
That's a who's older?
Yeah.
It's just a way to bring them both up, I guess. And Bud Crawford.
But that makes up for all your pushes.
Yeah.
Does it make up for it?
Well, not really.
Okay.
But you did throw us a softball there. You teed one up.
Bud Crawford, who holds the title belt in boxing and is from Omaha here and represents the state on his trunks, if you will, is going to fight in Lincoln.
All right.
On ESPN against Julius and Dongo. Apparently that guy's got two belts. Of course, Bud's got one.
I wouldn't have known who that guy is.
Me neither.
But good for
August
Bud.
19th.
Okay.
I think I've heard his name said, you know, in previous fights when Lampley and Kellerman were talking about who's he going to fight next.
Right.
I don't know if they're the same weight class or not, but good for Bud. He's staying busy. Then this day in 1970, the cookie cutter era began. These were the dual stadiums, like Riverfront Stadium opened in Cincinnati,
Three Rivers
in Pittsburgh, Veterans Stadium in Philly.
All three of those, cookie cutter.
New infatuation with AstroTurf, really, and then also cost-saving measures in cities to have joint stadiums, which has gone
by
the wayside.
Bad places to watch baseball, but you didn't know any better because they were actually cool places at first.
But they were better for baseball than they were football. I mean, they were more built for baseball, really.
Yeah, the way
they were cool at the time because they were new.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh,
and now,
brand new,
is there only one facility where they play baseball and football? Oakland?
Not even, well, for now.
For a couple more years.
And that's, and that's why the Oakland
Raiders
are leaving.
Right. Yeah.
They had to play on dirt the first month and a half of the season.
They had to worry about tripping over the pitcher's mound in September.
For the stupid
down
A's?
At second base.
Yeah, that,
for the
A's? That wasn't even turf. You're right, that was grass.
Yeah. And the worldwide leader in sports tells me I should tell you that NBA,
everything about NBA, oh my God,
NBA free agency preview
turned it off
is
yesterday.
Available for you.
Every show was about NBA basketball yesterday. I mean, you can actually start. They could actually start. I think there's such a mandate on that in that network right now. It's because you can't tell me these guys want to keep talking about this. I mean, you could actually break down college football right now, and I would watch it. You could break down the top 20. And I'd rather watch that.
Right.
It's just, I mean, I don't hate.
I'd probably just walk. I'd go outside.
But do you want to watch NBA now?
No, I'm ready for
it's
some football.
Over.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, the hot stove league talk in the NBA is.
Oh, so lame.
And I don't know. Maybe I just haven't noticed it before. I know the ratings are up overall in the NBA, so maybe they're trying to capitalize on that momentum or something. But I don't care.
No.
I hate to, as a sports guy, I don't care.
Nobody does.
ESPN also has a contract with the Canadian Football League, so I'd like to see more talk about that.
Yeah. Well,
I really don't care about that.
Yeah.
I think they got some games on tonight.
On ESPN?
Yeah.
I'm busy.
All right. I'm not, but I probably won't check it out. I would like to hear some pads popping, though. That would be all right.
Yeah, British Columbia favored by a point and a half.
Good. Mm. Good for them.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Over Toronto.
I kind of like that. Yeah. And Steph Curry, not a free agent. Well, is a free agent, but expected to rejoin the Golden State Warriors, I guess. But he's going to play golf. We mentioned this yesterday on a sponsor's exemption in a web.com, like a minor league PGA Tour event that is out there in San Francisco. It's in the Bay Area, obviously. So it makes a lot of sense when he's a better than good golfer. He's a 5%er,
right.
You know, at the around a scratch golfer. And it makes a lot of sense since one of the foundations that this tournament is specifically working with is a Golden State Warriors foundation.
Got it.
So it's just a logical fit. Sponsors exemptions are made for generate interest.
Yeah, they do
right?
With Michelle Wee.
Right, but he'll be a draw. This guy will sell tickets.
Absolutely. And Lee McCoy is pissed about Steph Curry. And
who the hell's Lee McCoy?
Exactly. He plays on some Canadian tour. He's just one random tweet I grabbed from a number of guys who are bitching about him getting this opportunity. And it kind of makes me mad because, like, understand what you're talking about. You're talking about, again, a sport that really doesn't have a lot of interest in the minor league level. So you have a chance to get Steph Curry on your grounds.
He's not playing the Masters.
Correct.
You know? And he's obviously a better golfer than Tebow as a baseball player. There's your Tebow.
Bam!
Rip.
There you go.
Bam!
I got it in there.
We had to figure an analogy in there somewhere.
Yeah. And I get all these guys are out there grinding, and they would like an opportunity. But if that one opportunity is going to keep you from getting on the tour, then you're probably not good enough to get on the tour anyway.
You'll get on it eventually if you're good enough. Right. That's not going to stop. It ain't like he's joining the tour. It's one thing,
it's
right?
One tournament.
Yeah, one event. Not a make or break
deal. I think they should put guys in there to just totally suck, have them slice and hit people.
Just hurt people
the
left and right.
Yeah. I'd pay to watch that guy.
Well, that's what...
just stand behind... Everybody stands behind him on every shot.
Yeah.
Like you do when you're out with your buddies. Hold up. I've seen worse.
Yeah, hold up.
Wait. Get behind the cart.
Right. That's what Barkley is for at that tournament they have in
But even he hits them straight. I'm talking about guys that just slice them.
No, not really.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who play in that celebrity tournament that are all over the course.
Dangerous.
Where even parallel with the line of the ball, that's not safe either. You got to back
there
up.
There you go, Craigers.
Women in the Trump administration.
Yeah, it shows six women in the Trump administration have not responded to the tweet because they'll get slapped down.
Because they're busy getting facelifts.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah. They can't face the guy.
They're in the administration. They can't say anything. That's great. Way women power. Way to go, women. Mm. Way to go, women on the right.
Nice.
You know?
Proud.
Sorry.
Again, what are they supposed to do?
The women on the right can say it's wrong. Come on, these are women. The tweet was against women.
Trump probably already sent him a memo reminding them to continue knitting their sweaters.
It's damn right.
Yeah, or his sweaters.
Damn right.
Yeah. I would like to remind you, the tremendous sweaters you make me.
But they probably want to keep their jobs.
Yeah, but the girl that should step, the girl that runs the UN, you know, she's supposed to be her own woman, right? Nah, nothing.
Nikki Haley?
No. Yeah, Nikki Haley.
She'd get fired, too.
So what?
If she said anything.
And she'd still be a hero among women.
Mm. Yeah, but she wouldn't have a job.
Yep. She'd find a job. She was the governor of South Carolina. She's fine. She's going to run for president someday, that chick.
It just blows my mind how often we're talking about this guy's not politics. We're just talking about his character.
Well, he's not doing anything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just insane to me,
man.
It
is insane. It's crazy. I'm sorry. I just saw the clip.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry,
too.
But I agree.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about Venus Williams? This is sad.
Oh, what's wrong with Venus?
Well, nothing, but she's going to have some weight to deal with. She was involved in a car accident. The police report says she's probably more than likely responsible. Her attorneys say no, but essentially what happened is she drove into an intersection, a car T-boned her, and a passenger in that vehicle eventually died.
In her vehicle?
From this car wreck. No, and a passenger in the other vehicle involved. Yeah,
that sucks, yeah.
There's going to be, obviously some lawsuits.
Chris Porter in the room.
What up?
What up, brother? Sunglasses and everything. Must have been a rough night.
No, I just haven't adjusted from the sunlight.
Got it. All right.
Oh,
it is sunny outside. I'm sorry. I've been outside all day. We keep it dark in here, obviously.
I love it. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, we do that.
Sometimes you walk into radio stations and
the fluorescent lighting? Oh. No, ain't happening. Not good radio.
Yeah, so they can Facebook Live stuff that doesn't need to be Facebook Live.
Oh, they just do it because that's how they work.
Yeah.
Wasn't Venus doing like 5 miles an hour, though?
That's what even the police report says, that she was not at a high rate of speed.
Five miles an hour is high.
She was not on anything.
Got it. I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying that's when I drive 5 miles an hour, or I used to, it's because I was stoned.
Right. I thought I was going 55.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
But also, what kind of car was that guy driving where he got hit at 5 miles an hour and didn't make it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what Yugo right. were you driving?
Yeah, that's a great point.
My car's made of Legos.
Yeah, that had to be hit at just the right spot. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But even then, 5 miles an hour, it must have collapsed, you know?
Yeah.
What airbags was it? Deployed, windshield shattered, damage to the rear, the driver's side,
five?
Back window shattered.
We walked faster than 5 miles an hour to the bathroom.
Was Venus driving a cruise ship?
Steamroller?
That could have been it.
Or they hit that spot on the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one spot.
That was its only weakness right there.
And the wife's over there yelling, I told you we should have covered it.
Right. remember the Vanderbilt, the three Vanderbilt football players who were trying to get a phone back, took a pellet gun to a gunfight.
Yeah.
Two of them got shot, neither of which hurt.
Never take a pellet gun to a gunfight.
Well, they face no charges for that.
That's not a gun. This is a gun. That's a total Crocodile Dundee line right there.
What do you say to that? Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was wrong.
Yeah. You're right. We're out of here. Gun. Yeah. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. They've all been suspended from the team indefinitely for
just being dumbass.
Being dumbasses, right. Really. Yeah.
For pellet gunnery.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess the Vanderbilt football team isn't going to be as good this year.
Right.
They're going to go 2-9 instead of 3-8.
But that's the brain school, too. So there's idiots even on that team. I mean, they are the Harvard of the South, basically. It's a good, really tough school to get into.
It is.
Unless you play football, apparently.
Everybody needs linemen.
Yeah.
These are wide receivers and cornerbacks, I think. So you can
it's a tough school.
You can fill in your own blank there, I suppose.
Or is it the Yale of the South?
It's one of them. I don't think it's been called the Yale of the South.
No, I've always heard
That's Arizona State.
The Harvard of the South.
It's the Harvard of the South.
So I wonder if Dr. Mead is insulted by that.
Probably not. Not today, at least.
Good news for Cleet. All 17 referees from last season's roster will be back for the 2017 NFL season in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah.
Do they fire guys? Or do they just retire?
Guys won't pass physicals. Yeah, like they can't run like they used to.
Yeah.
And some guys just retire. And I don't know if they actually fire. They might fire guys.
They should fire Jeff Triplett.
Yeah.
He's awful.
You hate him?
Yeah.
You know his name is the worst part about it.
Yeah.
You know,
that means you've sent him letters.
Yeah. Only when I'm wearing lipstick. Dear Mr. Triplett.
That's not far from the truth, man. He likes
football. Look pretty? I think I look pretty.
Oh, God.
Check yes or no.
Please.
Just send one like that to Cleet.
Could you just please put the lotion in the bin? Thank you.
Mr. Opiate Jim Irsay is back in the news, owner of the Indianapolis Colts.
What kind of goop balls was he on back in the day? Everything, right?
Just had a whole bunch of prescription pills and a big brown bag of cash with him, too, when he got pulled over.
I thought
it
was like a duffel bag full of cocaine and all kinds of, just an assortment.
Why not?
Just a whole variety.
Which he was totally off the hook on and never had to respond to, really. And then not last night, but the night before, he tweeted out a picture on his account of a naked woman. Pretty safe for work picture, I guess.
Is he married?
Now, he says that he was hacked.
Uh-huh.
And it was only up 12 minutes. He says he was hacked, but I don't know. Mr. Irsay, late at night, he doesn't even know what he's doing. So how does he know he's hacked?
Can we take a look at that?
It's out there.
Irsay's not in it, is it?
Not that exciting. I saw a screenshot.
It's censored. Okay. It's all censored. Okay. It's whack.
It's some hot chick spread eagle.
Yeah.
In his room?
No, just a generic just a picture. It obviously wasn't something he took.
It was 10 line Thursday for him, but they do it naked, I'm sure.
That might be it.
When you make billions, you got to go all the way with it.
That's true.
It looked like just something he grabbed off of Google search, to be honest, yeah. This is not really news, and drug driving is definitely not funny, but totally from the I Am Them file.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive lineman for the Packers, LaTroy Guyon, told police in Hawaii.
Nobody can't name your kid LaTroy anymore.
No, man.
It's usually just Troy.
Usually Troy, or Leroy.
Or Leroy.
LaTroy.
Or Troila.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
He was pulled over in, about a week ago, in Hawaii.
Which island?
Oh, man. All of them are fine. Okay. Yeah. Not sure which one, though. And when he was pulled over, he just told police, I know I'm drunk. I've been drinking Hennessy all night. I don't drink any of that weak stuff, only the hard stuff.
So he's just bragging about how hammered he was.
And he was only .006 above the legal limit. Like, he was barely above the legal limit, and he was like, I know I'm drunk.
Hennessy's
I've
horrible.
Been on a ham, man.
Yeah. Stuff is disgusting.
Oh, it's 0.06 in Hawaii?
No, he was .06 over.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, sorry. I thought he was just at .06. I was like, what a Nancy.
No, .006 over. It was
what'd you have, a Zima?
0.86. Yeah, one Zima. Yeah,
they're back.
I think some states have dropped it to .06, though, haven't it?
Somebody tried. I think Utah's trying to do that.
I feel like mad. They achieved their goal, but now they're a giant corporation. They're like, we got to keep lowering it, or otherwise we don't have an agenda.
That's a good point.
Right.
Because
it was 1.0 at one time.
Now it's 0.08.
Once again, we're not talking about drinking a drive. We're talking about people going to dinner and having a glass of wine. And they start messing with that. They mess with the economy.
0.10. Mm. Now most of them are 0.08, right?
Yeah. Which is fine. 0.08 is fine. Yeah. Can we leave it there?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's like, sorry, officer, I drove by a distillery.
Right.
And I smelled it, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had shrimp scampi. There was white wine sausage.
There you go.
I'm out now.
Well, we're of the mindset that distracted driving, people on their phone are a little worse than
speaking
drunk
of that,
drivers.
Todd, across the river there, Iowa, no texting and driving. They passed it.
Good.
Oh, we've had that in California for
California. Years. They have it in Maryland. I'm in Maryland a bunch, and it worked. I don't see people on their phones like I used to.
If you're on your
here,
phone,
you do.
You have to be hands-free, right?
You absolutely have to be hands-free. And you get pulled over all the time by bike cops, believe it or not, which is odd.
Wow.
But still, though,
they scream at you?
No, you'll be at an intersection, and they'll just kind of wait for you to go. Because like, if you're at a stoplight, you can
look at your phone.
Look at your phone. But as soon as you're in motion, you have to set the phone down, so they'll just wait for you to pull off. And if you're still looking at your phone,
gotcha.
Good.
Yeah. No, good. I'm absolutely.
I know you're for it. I'm going for it. Yeah.
I'm for that too.
What if you get in an accident, and you know the guy says, "Well, the dude was on his phone when he hit me." Can you go to jail for that? Just like drunk driving, you'd go to jail automatically.
You're right.
If you were half buzzed and hit somebody, you're in jail.
I think if you're a texting minority, you can't. But that's the
texting
only time.
Minority.
Because the last time I got in an accident, it was a chick on a phone,
right,
who hit me.
Yeah,
and she should have gone to jail.
I think you might have some personal vendetta against
her. No, I'm just saying
she should have the chair. That's all I'm saying. She should get the chair for dinging my car.
Yeah, you weren't hurt.
No, I was fine, but I'm saying she was acting like she was drunk.
Yeah, she was as dangerous as somebody who was
drunk. Oh, easy. Same thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that an NASL shirt, by the way?
No,
I thought that was old Metro Stars shirts.
No, this is the Kansas City Comets. They were the old indoor soccer league from the 80s.
That's, jeez. Oh my God,
Gino Schiraldi.
Yes, okay, sir. That's enough. No, that's enough.
Yep, sorry.
You know the
I knew it looked familiar.
You don't need to know the
name.
Team's enough.
Next thing you know, we'll be talking Canadian football.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're out on that.
We're begging for Canadian football.
Come on. Let's have a hefty discussion about 80s indoor soccer leagues that have been defunct.
I know. I knew a couple of those.
They had cards. They had indoor soccer league cards. Yeah,
there was one back in where I was from, too.
Yeah. Were you a fan, or did you just buy that?
Oh, I was 8 years old.
You were a kid, man.
Yeah,
kid.
I saw this shirt, and I lit up like a toddler. I was like, I have to have that. It might as well have said Dr. Pepper on it. Like, it's so defining of my youth.
You got a Brett Favre update. I haven't said that in a while.
No.
The former Mr. Opiate says, never say never when returning to work for the Green Bay Packers. He was on an ESPN Wisconsin show.
To this day?
He referenced.
Isn't he 46?
Well, look, he was probably asked, first of all. Okay, so here's why he commented. Because he asked. Right?
Yeah.
But then he referenced Bart Starr returning to coach with the Packers. And so Brett said, I'd never say never. All right, you know, it would be a dream job.
By the way, Bart Starr,
there,
when he coached the Packers, they shocked.
He was awful.
He
and
was
Brett
a bad
was aware
coach.
Of that.
Right.
So he says he'd also wouldn't mind doing something in administration. He knows what John Elway's been up to, you know, and John's been
that's
successful.
That's what Manny's
going
to end up doing. Manny's going to end up doing that, too, I bet.
Manny. Now, you know, John Elway's had a lot of training in executive football before he got to the Denver Broncos, whereas Brett Favre's just been working with high school kids and in Crocs, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the Niners just hired John Lynch straight out of the booth.
Yep.
True.
He didn't have any experience.
And he took a lot of crap
for
that.
Yeah, but the Niners suck.
Well, yeah true.
And back in the day when
anything that messes up the Packers, go for it, Brett, man. Hey. Hire him. Hire his ass,
The Lions hired Matt Millen right out of the booth.
That worked out.
And how'd that work out
Ofer.
For him?
Not good.
He went Ofer.
80s soccer, Kansas City Comets. When did they break up there?
Oh, that had to be like early 90s?
Okay, I don't care. Chris Porter, Funny Bone all weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.